exclusions.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Hour number three, kicking off. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into the phone calls and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, Bill. Hello there.
Hello, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to say that the valedictorian of the government school system, Tony, I feel sorry for him because he's got a real dilemma. He's got a conflict of interest. Let's assume for just a second that his daughter didn't buy into the lies that
I think that was his sister or something.
I think it was his daughter, but whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's assume for just a second that the family member, we'll leave it at that, didn't get all caught up in the lies that she was informed that she's going to get a free education because of the GI Bill. She's going to be well taken care of if anything happens to her because the government will put her up in a VA hospital if something should god-awful should happen. If any of that wasn't applicable to the situation, I think Tony would have looked at what you guys' argument was in a more rational manner. But he's letting his personal vested interest in this family member's involvement with the military cloud his better judgment. That's very unfortunate.
Sure, a lot of people sort of are still living on this primrose path, looking at the military through rose-colored glasses as though they can do no wrong. And again, it's just another bumbling bureaucracy, except instead of giving them letters to deliver, they're delivering bombs and weapons.
Yeah, they kill people. It's their job.
Yeah. On a lighter note, Ian, you wanted some anecdotes as far as makeshift prison equipment. I just so happened to live with a prison guard. He's a roommate of mine, and he showed me a really neat trick using a bubble gum wrapper and two batteries.
And what is that?
It's the bubble gum wrapper's metal.
Let him tell it.
Yeah, it's a homemade lighter. You basically fold the tin foil wrapper. This usually works with Wrigley's gum and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You roll it up or lay it out flat on top of one set of batteries, one on either end, and then you get another set of batteries and you put an opposite polar end on top of the tin foil, and you get sparks. And prisoners apparently use this to light their cigarettes that they're not supposed to have.
Wow, that's amazing.
And one last thing, and I swear to God I'll leave you alone for the night, as far as taxes are concerned, I was, before listening to Free Talk Live, I was one of those people that thought, you know, it was the American thing to do to pay my taxes, you know, live right, you know, the government says I owe them X amount of dollars, fine, I'll send them a check, whatever. But as I started listening to you and Mark, educating me in how unfair this is, I did some thinking of my own, and I was beginning to wonder why I should be fiscally responsible for my finances when the government won't be fiscally responsible for theirs.
Yeah, it's a double standard.
Right, and why do I have to report to them how much I make when, in fact, if they really want to know how much I make, they have the ability to use illegal subpoenas to subpoena that information from my employer, or better yet, why don't you just pick up the phone and call my bank?
Right, well, they don't want to have to do the work, Bill. They just want to demand the information out of you, and like most good Americans will jump right through the hoops that they put up for them.
The best kind of slave is the slave that will do what you want them to do without you telling them. You know, a slave that you have to make do what you want them to do, or a slave that you have to check on.
Right, nobody likes an ornery slave.
No, those slaves need beating.
Thanks for the call, Bill. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Speaking of taxes and the old days, Mark, you've got an interesting little throwback article talking about what was it like to have taxes in the early portion of the founding of this country. We'll get to that, but first we're going to Chris in Indianapolis. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey.
What's on your mind, Chris?
I was thinking about, like, the no government at all possibility.
Yes,
That's Ian's idea.
There's two things that I come up with. One, if that were to happen, then who would take care of the nukes?
Well, that would be, hopefully the nukes would be decommissioned and shut down. I think in that process of you know, selling off government inventory and giving the bureaucrats time to leave their jobs and give them a little severance pay, and hopefully that whole process would be dismantling and shutting those things down.
You would get completely rid of them?
I don't want them around. Do you?
Yes.
Why?
Well, because. I mean, with no government and basically no military, that would be our it would never be used, but it would be our protection.
Why would pick your country?
Pick my country.
The bad country.
Iran.
Okay, why would Iran want to bomb us with nuclear weapons?
Well, if our government's gone and our military's gone, I'll pick Russia instead. Just as a
well, let's call it the Soviet Union just for fun.
Okay.
Why would the Soviet Union want to bomb us with nuclear weapons if there was no military and no government, you know, stopping them from whatever it is that they want to do?
Well, if there's no military and no government, they wouldn't have to drop nukes on us. They would just have to roll their tanks in and slaughter.
Do you really think that the Soviet Union, A, could get tanks over here by any kind of, you know, logical means, and B, do you think that you can fight a land war in the United States of America where there's 9 guns for every 10 people?
Well, without our military, I mean, our military...
The military has guns, I'll give you that.
Yeah, they got the big guns, and, like, those. You need big guns to be able to blow up tanks.
There are plenty of Americans with big guns. Wait, now, who are we losing a war to right now?
the
guys with little guns.
Oh, and they've got RPGs. And they've got IEDs. And you're talking about the biggest, most powerful military in the world, the U.S. government's military, is currently getting its butt handed to them by a bunch of ragtag insurgents running around with homemade bombs. I mean, so if you don't think that that good Americans can defend their own country on their own, you know, voluntarily, without having a military around, you don't really have much faith in the American people, do you?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we're just...
Well, what makes you think American people working for the military would be any more effective? And also, here's another point for you. A lot of people in this country like to think, they like to fantasize about the military protecting them, but in reality, the military's job is not to protect you, sir, but to protect the U.S. government.
Yeah.
You just get protected by proxy.
Oh, but that's not even necessarily the case. They wouldn't have any problem, you know, rolling a tank right over your house if it meant that, you know, it would keep them safe, the government safe.
If the Indianapolis was somehow had to be sacrificed in order to keep the bureaucrats in Washington safe, you can believe they'd blow a crater in that baby that made the Great Lakes look small.
Yep, they wouldn't even think about you. They don't care about you, and they've fooled you if you think that they do. What's your other point?
No, I absolutely don't think that they do. But
right,
like,
I know.
So don't expect them to protect you.
You're considering this whole idea of no government, right?
If it all comes to pass, then like nukes will be the only real thing that would keep someone from even putting tanks in your streets.
That's not true, sir.
I just don't see how nukes stop conventional wars.
Because just the sheer numbers of people that would die on their side.
Now, we just proved that politicians don't care how many people die, right? Politicians
care
about nukes. They care about nukes because they know that the Soviet Union, in our particular scenario that we just put together here, the Soviet Union has the nukes aimed at them, at Washington, D.C., and that's why they feel they need them.
Yeah.
I don't care whether the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. managed to make it through an invasion. What I care about is that me and mine managed to make it through.
Right, and those nukes aren't there to protect you. They're there to protect the bureaucrats.
And there would be no government in the scenario you're talking about, so there would be no Washington, D.C.
Right.
You know, so they have to drop a nuke.
I know that I wouldn't be able to stop a helicopter or a tank with my shotgun. You know what I mean?
Right. You have to understand that in an invasion situation, all of a sudden, I bet you the marketplace would find ways to get more powerful weapons into your hands. It works for the Iraqis. They managed to get their hands on RPGs and all kinds of other interesting weapons.
And
now,
hold on just a second. In World War II, Berlin shot a projectile that hit London with a gun. Do you understand? Are you telling me that now, with 60 plus years later, that with the computers that we have, that you can't shoot a shotgun, you know, shotgun projectiles out there, you know, just a tremendous distance and blow up any ICBMs that might be coming in America?
Yes.
This would be a very cheap technology that just about every volunteer fire department in America could have.
And
we wouldn't need to have these big expensive nuclear weapons.
Right. And we haven't even touched on, I know you had another point, so hang on, Chris. We haven't even touched on private defense as an alternative to the military. private, market-based defense organizations. More on the way, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. We've got live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And if you or perhaps someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in less than 10 minutes. It's great for someone who's new to liberty. Go to radio LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. That's LibertyRadioUnderground.com. We got off the phone recently, but Chris is apparently back. So let's bring Chris back on the line from Indianapolis. We're talking about the no government situation, which Mark, you aren't necessarily in favor of, but I like the idea.
Right. I certainly can see some benefits, but I see some dangers too. And Chris is expressing some dangers that he feels might be inherent.
And he's concerned that without the U.S. government military, that some 2-bit dictator is going to want to finally get away with dropping a nuclear weapon onto the country of America, which, I can understand the concern, in which case I think we need to go in a slightly different direction, and then, Chris, you can ask your other question because I know you had another issue. But the other thing I wanted to point out is that in the marketplace, people are going to have similar concerns to Chris's. They're going to be concerned. They're going to say, I want to make sure I'm protected. I want to make sure my business is protected. I want to make sure my family is protected. And so, therefore, in the marketplace, when people are demanding something, a product or service, inevitably people in search of profit will go out and create that product or service to fill that demand. So we would have market-based protection services. And one really great example, I think this is probably the best one I've heard, about how the marketplace can protect from nuclear destruction is that if you have a private defense organization that is not a government, this is a private organization earning money voluntarily by providing a service to people, they are not subject to the rules of international warfare. See, all these countries in the world have signed agreements and treaties that say, look, we're going to have a war here, but remember, the ground rule is that no one can attack the presidents.
Our bureaucrats must be safe.
That's right. Now, you can go and kill the little soldiers and kill the people and burn their houses down and do awful things, but you cannot.
That's fine.
No, I will not attack you, your president, and you will not attack our president. And there's this rule that says that countries can't go after the other country's leaders in a time of war, or any time. That doesn't apply to a private protection agency. So, if it were the case that some crazy lunatic 2-bit dictator like Ahmadinejad or whoever decided he wanted to launch a nuke against the United States, he'd probably pause before he decided to do it and consider the fact that if he decided to engage in some sort of level of destruction, beyond the fact that the marketplace could easily come up with ways to shoot these things down before they ever came close to actually hitting ground zero, beyond that point, that the marketplace would be competing to do that successfully. Also, there would be a bounty put on that man's head so fast, and it would be a bounty that even his right-hand man wouldn't want to turn down. Those private protection agencies would go after...
There's $25 million on Osama bin Laden's head right now. Now, mm-hmm. I'll grant you that the United States government actually stopped a man from trying to go and get that bounty. They stopped a guy was putting together a mercenary organization to go get Osama bin Laden. But $25 million doesn't seem to have motivated his...
The company might just go out and send their own crack team of hitmen after these guys. That way they could brag about it.
It wouldn't have to be stopped at a measly $25 million either.
Think about bragging rights on that, Mark. Think about if you ran a company that was protecting, a private protection agency, and some madman out in the world somewhere is making a bunch of threats, and you went out and you actually successfully brought this man to justice, or either killed or captured him. Imagine the bragging rights that would give you. Look, Mark's protection agency is the one that captured Ahmadinejad or Osama bin Laden or whatever. And man, you want to talk about a new wave of customers coming in? The marketplace can handle defense way better than the government can. Now then, Chris, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Did you have another
point? Want me to say something about the nukes?
You can say whatever you want, sir.
I just think that we're going to... everybody's going to have nukes. Everybody's going to have nukes.
You think so? Hold on just a second. Now, everybody can currently own a Learjet.
Right.
And it's legal, and you can have one. It's nice to have, and all kinds of things. But why doesn't everybody own a Learjet?
Because they're very expensive.
So would nukes be.
Well, you can make a nuclear device, like, really, really, really simple. The only thing you need is actual material. And if you were to get your hands on the actual material, then, anybody can make a nuke. It's basically like
Now, do you understand that I don't think that the Second Amendment covers nuclear weapons simply because with my gun, I can shoot you if you're attacking me.
Yeah.
If I use my nuke on you if you're attacking me, then I'm going to blow up the whole neighborhood. The fact that I have a nuke is a standing threat against everybody who's in, within miles of me.
Well,
which means that if, you know, there were probably, just because you can build a nuke doesn't mean that I can't detect that your nuke is out there, triangulate it, find it, and then bring you to justice.
Well, I mean, I'm speaking about, like, small countries, even other countries, and they're going to have them, and their governments.
They may very well, but the same thing that Ian was talking about does apply at that point. We
right.
could very well have letters of marque, you know, bounties on the heads of any two-bit dictator that says that he's going
right.
to have nuclear weapons.
These guys don't want to die. They want to stay in power. They want to have their hair.
I mean, think about the king of India right now. India has nuclear weapons. Think about the king of India or the president of India or whatever it is. It's some kind of socialist democracy over there. Think if he had the choice of either having a nuclear weapon or having a bounty on his head. Which would he rather have?
Well, I am completely for assassination. I'm completely for it. I mean,
great.
We wouldn't have had to go to the Iraq war right now if that were a possibility.
Yeah, think of how much cheaper that would be, too. I mean, think of the hundreds of billions
yeah.
of dollars that have been thrown down a rat hole in Iraq and Afghanistan,
yeah.
and how much easier it would have been to just simply take care of business the private way.
I'm completely with you on that. But
all right, Chris.
In the event that our government is done away with, I mean completely done away with, there's still going to be governments around the world, and they're all the same, and they're all out to increase their power, and, I mean, that's what they do. And
I don't think you've got the right vision. I think that, I mean, you're correct about what governments do, but if any area of America, even if it's just New Hampshire, is somehow able to throw off the chains of its government and actually live free in a true free market, then that area will become so quickly the most economically powerful area in the entire world, as Hong Kong currently is today, one of the least regulated places on the planet, clearly Hong Kong is the number one most economically free place in the world by all kinds of independent studies.
Yeah.
It would be Hong Kong times, you know, 10, the level of freedom that we would have. And other people around the world would want that same level of freedom. Many of them would not actually be able to, you know, hop in a boat and come here, but that hopefully would encourage them to, you know, to topple their governments and install free markets in their countries as well. You know, obviously, that's what we can hope for. If a brutal dictatorship rises up and does whatever they do over in those other countries, then that's their business and their problem. Nobody is going to want to mess with the free marketplace because those governments won't be able to handle predicting what the marketplace will do in response to their violence. Chris, we're out of time for you, man, but thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, with a government attacking another government, you pretty much know what you're going to get. You know, you're going to go up against troops and tanks and, you know, airplanes, and you know what you're going, what's going to happen. You know what the international rules for war are, and you know they're going to follow them to some extent. But with the marketplace, there could be any number of responses by any number of marketplace people, any number of actors in the marketplace. That's scary for a dictator. More on the way.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. Enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, talk to, it's Bill in Indianapolis. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, hi there.
Hey, Bill, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. You've said a couple things so far that I disagree with, which is very unusual.
Okay.
You're going to have to explain to me where I'm wrong in my thinking, because I know I'm usually...
Oh, I've been wrong plenty of times, Bill.
Agreeing with you, but...
What it is?
Well, the first one was nuclear weapons. You said don't stop conventional war.
I don't think I said that. I don't really...
I don't think that was a general statement, but I think that we can manage to make it without nuclear weapons at all here in the United States. There's plenty of countries that manage to make it just fine without them, and I'm not sure how they benefit us.
Well, they helped us in 1945, I'll tell you that. It was the greatest thing that Truman ever did.
Are you kidding me? Dropping nuclear weapons on innocent people?
Yes, it was wonderful. It brought the Japanese Empire down to their knees, and it saved us thousands and hundreds of thousands of American lives, because they would never have gave up. They would have fought to the last man.
That's not true. They offered to surrender, and we wanted, in fact, unconditional surrender, and that was really the issue. We didn't want to be able to have to share the Pacific with the Japanese. As a matter of fact, we set that war up from the get-go in order to be in charge of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, we should never have gotten involved.
The United States government.
Right, the government should never have gotten involved in that conflict in the first place, but Mark's points are all valid.
Okay. Well, let's say I lost that one. Now let's go to the next point I had. You said you were in favor of assassinations.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
In the event of a two-bit dictator attacking this country, sure.
Oh, you said that. Okay, I didn't get that second part. Okay.
Right. The question that was put forth was, well, what if the government went away, the military went away? What if a dictator launched a nuke against America? Well, then he would have been signing his own death warrant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then you say assuming we have no nuclear weapons, the only way to stop him is to assassinate. I go on with that. Yeah.
There you go.
But the nuclear weapon that we have, I think, is a wonderful thing. It's a deterrent. And I think, matter of fact, since you guys probably believe the way I do, that every American citizen should have and own a loaded gun.
Yeah, but it's only a deterrent. It's only a deterrent, and it's only necessary in the current situation in this country where, as we talked about earlier, the U.S. government has military bases in over 130 countries
around the
world.
I agree with that. I know. Right. I always say, I'm on your side on that. We should pull out everywhere.
Right.
Every country. That's why I'm so grateful that North Korea has a bomb now, the big one, and I hope they have the power to deliver it throughout the world because it stops George Bush from invading North Korea. It saves a lot more lives.
I don't think George Bush is going to invade North
Bill,
Korea.
I might just
nuts.
Switch sides here, Bill. I don't know about the nuclear question. I don't. There's been a lot written on it as far as libertarian literature and that kind of thing. But I don't really – I believe that we need a government. I believe in government. I believe in us having a navy. I believe in us having the ability to draw up militias. And I don't think that –
militias can be drawn voluntarily.
The nuclear weapon is a integral at all point in freedom. I don't think that
we were free before nukes.
I understand. We could be free after them, though.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Bill, thanks for the call, man. Short on time. Got to go to Samuel, also in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, Samuel?
Well, I don't know, Ian. I thought you were a libertarian, right?
Well, I'm a libertarian free marketeer.
I'm a libertarian. Ian's
a libertarian anarchist.
That's what I'm hearing mostly from you tonight is anarchy.
Well, that's such a nasty sounding word.
No, it's not. It's a word, and it describes exactly what you're talking about.
Well, if
no
you want to
government.
Talk about the real definition of anarchy, then you'd be correct. But most people misunderstand anarchy. They believe that anarchy means chaos.
What other meaning is there except the real meaning?
Anarchy is without government.
Right, period.
Right,
no
but
government.
Most people think it means bomb-throwing chaos. You know, they're just wrong about that.
They're ill-informed, ill-educated people, then, if that's what they think it means. But words have meaning, and it's important that when people are discussing things, that the real meaning of words are understood so everyone can...
I agree.
You know, talk off the right page, the same page. Right?
I just don't like having to re-educate everybody when I come across. So I use the term free marketeer instead of anarchist.
Well, I don't have any problem with free marketeer. I literally believe in laissez-faire market,
excellent.
Which means no government involvement whatsoever.
I'm with you.
And I also agree with your libertarian point of views. But when you slant toward anarchy, you're doing the same utopian shift as a socialist does.
No, anarchy's not utopia. A free market is not utopia.
Anarchy is utopia because life, reality, does not exist without some type of governance. For instance, if you're are you married?
No, I would never get a state marriage.
I'm sorry?
I would never ask the state's permission to love somebody.
Well, I wasn't even thinking of the state. I was thinking about a relationship, that marriage relationship. With
I'm in a relationship
person.
But not married. How about that?
Okay. So in your relationship with that person, there is governance in that relationship. There's organization. Who does what? Who does this? Who's better at this?
You're right.
Who does
I do what I'm told in my marriage.
Right. So what I'm saying, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm taught. That's what I'm saying. In any human relationship, first of all, there can be no relationship in our world except between humans.
Sure. You're
anarchy
right.
Anarchy only works if you can live in the world totally on your own.
Samuel,
that's
you're correct.
That's,
Oh, I'm not saying everybody should live on their own. You're right. There absolutely is governance in my relationship.
Is,
but Samuel, the difference is, the key difference is that my relationship was entered on a voluntary basis, and the governance that the rules that are in place in my relationship were agreed on between two parties, unlike my relationship with the U.S. government, where there was no mutual consent.
Okay. I agree with you 100%, but I'm trying to dissuade you from any type of anarchy, because that's why it's utopia to believe in it, because relationships among human beings do not occur in anarchy.
Is it necessary? See, this is why I don't like the term anarchy. People just, they don't understand it. I don't even want to talk about it because I don't agree. I think another definition of anarchy is without any rules, and I don't necessarily agree with that. I love the idea of rules in private property and being able to set your own rules on your own private property. I like the idea of self-governance. What I don't like the idea of is some gang of strangers out there in Washington, D.C. or in Concord, New Hampshire telling me how I should live my life.
I agree 100% with you, brother, and here's where the problem happened. If you remember what made America unique among all the government experiences in the world up until that point in time was America, wise, intelligent men in America declaring for the first time in history the concept you just talked about, self-government, that man is created equal, and that no government has a right over a man's inherent right to govern himself. Now,
I don't think we're disagreeing at all here, Samuel. I think we're both on the same
problem.
Page.
Here's the problem, Ian, where your government problem comes in. That was in 1776, and that was what set America apart from every other experience in history.
Right.
Between 1776...
You've got to wrap this up right quick, 20 seconds.
And 1787, we abandoned that. When we wrote the Constitution, when those guys wrote the Constitution, they compromised that inalienable right for every man to be free for commerce and protection against the Middle East. Do you remember that?
Against the Middle East?
Yeah, do you know who the first country that declared war on us when we first became a nation?
Tripoli.
That's right.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonox Man, and your toenails need Nonox Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonox Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonox Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonox Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonox Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and only moments remain. We might have enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. The phones are pretty loaded up, though. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go and purchase some products at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, shop in their 41 categories of products, and they actually have used products at Amazon as well. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, but you have to enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, and talk to Gary in Washington, listening on KUSA. Hello, Gary.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm a first-time listener. I just ran across you on the dial here, and I figured I'd call in because...
We sound nuts.
Yeah, I am nuts, actually.
No, we sound nuts is what he said.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, my God. This is the first time I think I was actually going to break my radio out of this tractor.
Wow.
Let me tell you, I'm the American Pie.
Yep.
I own a business. I employ people. I farm darn near 1,000 acres, which I do almost all by myself. I'm currently sitting in my tractor listening.
Hold on just a second. Before you go on. Thank you for your service. You know, I hear talk show hosts talk all the time about, oh, well, I'm in the military, and thank you for your service. No, you know what? I don't really care about the military guys and all their service.
Business
it's guys
people.
Like you, growing things, doing your own business, and employing things that makes America great, not
Absolutely.
Going over to some foreign country and shooting brown people. Now, go ahead.
Well, you know, and I agree with you. You know, here's the reality of things, and this is the problem with America today, in my belief. And I live in a small town, and if you want to talk conservative, I mean, all you got to do is walk down the street, okay?
All right.
And you'll find the most conservative people is. The problem with America is that everybody has such an extreme view on either side. We are losing the people who look right down the middle, like myself. You know what? I am a conservative, but I'm a fiscal conservative.
Me
I don't
too.
Go to church. I do not believe church should be in the government.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you should have morals, but I also think you should know right from wrong.
Sounds
the
like
problem
you,
with it,
it,
it is,
sounds like you and I agree completely.
Well, you know, and I do agree with you. The only part I disagree with you about is government. The unfortunate thing is, you know, I am 36 years old.
Me
okay?
too.
I did not create this government.
Me neither.
I did not instill these stupid laws that are out there.
Nor did I.
The problem with it is that you got grandma and grandpa and the people who vote on a daily basis, and I vote every time, and I believe everybody needs to vote. That's how you're going to have change. Okay? The problem with it is we're stuck with the laws that we have. Okay?
Yeah.
I am not going to put everything I have worked for. No one has given me nothing. I don't have a sugar daddy.
Sure.
I mean, I built this by my hands. And the problem with it is that I have to pay my taxes, and I have to do what the government says. If not, I'm at risk of losing everything.
Absolutely.
So you got to look at it is, do I like it? No. But I bet you 99% of your audience out there does not like to pay taxes. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I pay more in taxes than most people will make in 10 years.
Yeah,
right?
I bet you.
And when it's all said and done, you know, I live in a small conservative house, and I could probably go work at McDonald's and earn more money because the government does take what they have. But I do realize when I drive home, I have paid for the road that I driven on, and I pay for the service for them to maintain it. Is it efficient? Absolutely not.
Nope.
Only way we're going to get change is that you have to vote a new commissioner in or someone in public utilities to make your change on your view.
Oh, I'm with
and
you.
I see
you
here
know
and
what?
I listen to, and I see here, and I'd hate to cut you off, but
go ahead.
You know, I see here and I listen to the radio, and I hear such one-sided views. No government. You know what kind of chaos we would have with no government?
Actually,
I mean, no.
No
one would be nothing.
No, by the way, you're listening to a show with two personalities on it. One of them is for no government. The other one is for very small government. I'm
right.
The guy that's for
I
my name's Ian.
Small government.
My name's Ian. I'm for no government. That's Mark over there. He's for small government.
And
so,
you and I sound very similar.
Right. You're going to find a lot to agree with Mark. But even on your claim that chaos would exist without government, actually, that's just not the case. People get along with one another because it's in their best interest
no.
to get along with one another.
No,
they don't need an armed
totally
gang of thugs standing around.
Him. You know, and I hate to talk over you, but I totally disagree with you because we have an undercurrent in this country that is for civil disobedience. I mean, we wouldn't have the crimes,
yeah.
And I'm not talking petty crimes. I'm talking violent crimes.
You can't count violent crimes as civil disobedience.
Right. Hey, you know what? Civil disobedience is a good thing as long as it's peaceful. You know, this is how you get
change
in the
world. That's why it's called civil disobedience.
Yes. I am not talking about that, but I am saying, so what you're saying is, and let me give you an example. Our fire departments, in the way we're at, is 100% volunteer with a few paid.
Great.
Being a volunteer, you still get paid. And you know, even paying people, they still can't get people to be a fireman. So what would happen if you don't pay your taxes and you can't pay, because you're essentially paying through taxes for that fire department, okay? And you're going to expect an uprising to go work for nothing to protect your home. The reality of it is...
No, I'm expecting the marketplace
happen.
To decide. Maybe the marketplace would organize itself with volunteer fire departments.
No,
maybe the marketplace would organize itself with insurance companies paying for fire protection. I mean, who knows how the market would organize it. But the fact is, people want protection, and so therefore, they'll be willing to pay for it.
So you're saying privatize like the police and fire.
Why not?
Well, the problem with it is, and I don't know if you've ever... You know, free market, supply, and demand. Well, there isn't going to be too much of a demand. You're going to have two different private fire companies bidding for your business as your house burns down. The problem
well,
with
you
it
have
is,
a contract in advance with one of them. You
yeah,
have a protection contract.
The problem
contract.
With it is that, like, you, I believe earlier, and I'm sure it was your show when I was just getting started, that you were talking about $5 meatballs.
Yes,
is that
the government,
your show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, that's us.
Well, the government did not make those meatballs. Those meatballs were made by a private contractor who in turn screwed, I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah, you got it. No.
Who has screwed the government out of their money.
No,
now,
the government didn't get screwed. Come on, you know how it works. It's the government bureaucrats.
Exactly that... You know, what I'm trying to relate to you is that if you contracted the fire, how much greasing of the back pockets would you find across the United States that fire... That's, you know, it's inefficient.
Can you grease your insurance company's pockets? I mean, what are you talking about?
Oh, no, think about it. If they had to pay for a fire department to protect you, okay, what do you think they would charge you for that? It's just another form of tax.
Okay,
that's
but then I get
is.
To voluntarily pay it. See, you already admitted that government programs are inefficient as hell.
Oh,
and
you know,
so,
I am. We agree.
Right.
Agree.
So,
you know what?
So,
I could show you more government. Let me get you
I
this.
Believe you. No, hold
you
on. Let me make my point
me
on this.
Let me tell you about inefficiency. You
no,
know
you can tell me
bill?
About that later. Hold on, man. Let me make my point on the inefficiency about the fire departments. Look, if you put fire protection in the hands of the marketplace, then competition drives prices down and increases customer service. You know this as a businessman.
In theory. Then say that to Bonneville Power, which is the power company.
That's a monopoly.
Government-instituted monopoly.
Yeah,
right.
You know, I mean, you know, say that to that. I honestly, deep down, that greed it will drive it were would be unbearable to pay. You would be paying more in the long run.
Oh, come on. Look at your computer, man. When you buy a computer, 2 years later, that same computer is almost worth junk because the marketplace and competition keeps driving prices down and customer service up. You can't give the power company as an example because the power company is a government-approved monopoly. The government says no. They say, no, Gary, you cannot open your own competing power company here because only this power company can do it. So that's not an example of somebody operating in the marketplace at all. Hey, Gary, we're short on time, man. We do a three-hour show every night there on the weekend, so call us back some other time. We really appreciate
it. Thank you, Gary.
We got to go to the amplifier line to talk to Bill in New Hampshire. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, I wanted to sort of respond to these people who think that there's not going to be any sort of defense or military if we get rid of the government and the government-run military.
And there'd be chaos, according to our last caller as well.
It would be anything but. All that would really happen with our army and our navy is that the goods, the machine guns, the planes, the tanks, they would simply change hands. We would buy them as private citizens, and we would no longer have them in the hands of the government who would use them against us. You know, long time ago, you used to be able to buy, you know, 20-millimeter cannons, machine guns out of the back of the Sears catalog for, you know, like $120.
You mean there wasn't just anarchy in the streets, chaos in the streets as a result of that?
There was less crime back then than there is now.
Yep.
And then we would also not have the problems of, I've talked to a lot of people who are in the U.S. military, they don't have bullets in their guns. When you see those guys sitting there protecting the gates to some military installation, either they have three bullets, none of them are chambered, or they have none.
Why?
Because they don't want them to have bullets. Something might go wrong. You know, somebody might get blamed. They don't want to be responsible.
Wow.
It's bizarre.
That is crazy. I've never heard of that before. I'll take your word for it.
Go out and talk to some military people, and I'm sure you'll find, you know, that it's true. They'll tell you the same thing. We also have the problem that, you know, with a lot of these countries that we're supposedly having conflicts with, we're sending money to those countries. You know, they wouldn't be able to afford in order to bring their tanks and their soldiers over here or even build these huge weapons if we weren't giving them money.
Great point, Bill. Thanks for the call. We are out of time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will join you Monday night if you get the live show on Monday night. If not, you can listen to us online at freetalklive.com. And you can join us online throughout the weekend, 24 hours a day at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why?